that night, my master, On Bowles, MP, was having dinner with a friend at number 10, 11, 12 and 13 Downing Street.
I say, I hope the ladies didn't hear that one.
Yes, it was a bit loud, wasn't it?
Mr. Prime Minister, you haven't introduced me to your guest.
Oh, yes, certainly. This is the Honourable Harold Bowles, MP. And Bowles, this is Lord Thin, the famous builder and sculptor.
Builder and sculptor? What do you sculpt?
Houses.
Do you use a model?
My dear old grandmother. You see, it's a family business.
I see. A sculptor, you say? By Jove, you might be the very man.
No?
Let's go out on the balcony.
Certainly. Excuse me.
I think your friend has a hole in his pocket.
Jove, so he has. Allow me to introduce him to you, Count Moriarty, the Honourable Bowles.
Pleased to meet you, On Bowles. Mon pleasure, mon pleasure.
The Count is a model much in demand by artists on the continent, you
really?
Know. Yes, he posed for the original Eiffel Tower.
Gad, how he's changed.
Pardon me, would you gentlemen like your coffee on the balcony?
Haven't you any cups?
Now then, Lord Finn, you may have read in the press the Thames Embankment
has a hole in it. And the whole world is laughing at England. It's not very pretty, is it?
Have you a solution?
Of course. Fill the gap with an edifice.
An edifice? Much too big and expensive.
A statue, then. My card.
Sculptor. Special summer rates to politicians, England and Spawn. What is spawn?
A soft, porous metal mined in agony by the inhabitants of the Urals.
So it is that all the time.
I could make you a spawn statue to fill that hole.
The price?
With season ticket, £39, $3.
Where are the $3?
I intend finishing the work in America.
How do you mean to travel there?
Yes.
I see. £39. A bit expensive. Yeah. Could you quote a smaller figure?
I could. Bust 12, waist 3, hips 48.
That would never fill the gap.
It must fill somebody's. After all, it's spring, you know.
Seasons have no effect on this gap.
Hello, gentlemen. Do you mind if I join you?
Why, hello, Lord Harrods. Just talking about the gap in the embankment.
Ah, that's just what I wanted to see you about. The British ambassador in Alexandria tells me that just outside the town there is a wealth of ancient statuary going begging.
Begging? They should be stopped.
The PM believes that one of these monuments could be used to fill the gap.
What a splendid idea. That would save us spending £39, $3 on the one Lord Thin has tempted.